The Clear Day After by Lisa Marie Brodsky. It is morning. You lay in the kitchen. You were not supposed to wake up, but you have. Metallic drool drips down your chin. Someone shakes you, and then your eyes open. You see blurred and hazy gray. Mrs. Hughes? She moves your head back and forth, and you want to beg her to stop this godforsaken movement, but her fingers are so cold that you can't open your mouth comfortably. Mrs. Hughes, where are the children? And at once you think, my goodbye should have lasted, me a shadow they forget after nightfall. Someone find them. They must be upstairs. And you feel relieved, because they are. Will their room be cold and full of what kind of air? They must have unhinged the mouth of the cave. You were not supposed to wake up. You were not supposed to be carried toward the ambulance, growing more alert, smelling the antiseptic of the van. You were supposed to be senseless. How does it feel to once again fail, to have this extra line of life thrown out to you, to not even belong in death, but to such clarity? Weeks, maybe months from now, you know you will be back on the floor with the baby, washing the toddler's hair in the tub. It will be cold out. Your fingers will still type. Ted will still hover over your flat, peeking in now and again. They put your stubborn body into the ambulance, and you surrender as the loser in this game. You turn your head away and close your eyes to the sun, which shines so bright on the London snow.